Letting the body spread wide and open like the face of a clock. The numbers in all directions, but no hands on the clock. Anytime, every time, no time. Just now. And not now as a little kind of hole that we could hide in, but now as a wide open. A wide openness. So where there's a feeling of wanting to curl up and hide, that's just one of the feelings that can be felt. Giving some confidence to our openness. Some courage to feel that wish to be small or to be big as just one more small thing happening. Not who I am. With the heaviness and the lightness of body, mind, just now. Spreading out to where that can be felt. So with the heaviness and the lightness, a kind of buoyancy, floating, timeless. The flickers of memory are just flickers happening now. The flickers of planning or imagining something that may come later as more flickers that are happening now. Adjusting our body to the actual situation. Feeling the tensions that can release and really realizing that we could sort of turn off the line that makes up past and turn off the line that makes up future and rest with now a while. And feeling where there might be still some sort of tug, this little pull of the past. Being open to feel where you may have hurt someone else maybe not meaning to, maybe meaning to. And just gently allowing that to arise and feeling in the body very briefly and gently what you feel. What kind of fire or heaviness? Acknowledging what went into that happening. You were in a hurry. You were feeling small. There was a miscommunication. You didn't realize. You hadn't noticed. Just acknowledging that this happens and this happened. In the Tibetan tradition, there's a saying that we've all done everything. This happens and this happened. Acknowledging the factors that went into that. Where you hurt someone. Feeling our feet. Feeling our inner response to noticing that we hurt someone. If there's a turning away or a spacing out. Feeling guilty. Defending. Just feeling all those secondary fires. Two. Briefly, in the body. Knowing that humanness of it. How we've all been there. And feeling ever so briefly for what came first, what came at the very beginning of that sequence of thoughts and feelings that led towards hurting. That hidden pain or insecurity. Usually. That made us less open for a fresh response, where we could listen, or we could be quiet, or we could say, feeling also that potential to flow more freely, flowing through your veins. And acknowledging that it hurts to feel how I hurt someone, because our deeper nature is kindness. And so requesting forgiveness for all that we've done on purpose and by accident that hurt others. We're willing to be forgiven. We're willing to learn from what happened so that kindness flows freely in our veins. May it be so. and allowing or calling to mind a small instance of where someone hurt you, not a big one, but something you could feel. And feeling similarly what may have gone into that happening. Maybe the person was in a hurry. Maybe there was a miscommunication. Maybe they were feeling small, defensive. Maybe we were tired. Maybe we wanted their approval, etc. All so human. And in a way, so simple. How maybe we've all done everything in some way. And what would help us learn from what's happened so that kindness flows freely in our bloodstream, in our breathing together on this earth. Feeling towards where it may be understandable. How it came to be that someone hurt you. Maybe by accident, maybe on purpose. Maybe on purpose and still really not about you. Or maybe really directed to you. And not to try to give forgiveness when it isn't there, but feeling what is your deep wish in that situation. Maybe a wish towards learning, maybe a wish for peace. That the pain not be just pain that may then repeat itself, but pain, having been hurt, that we can take into the arms of kindness. So that the suffering's not in vain. And we could come out bigger on the other side, though we still may wish it never happened. Though no one may wish it ever happened. May we still come out bigger the other side, freer. That we may feel what is the untouchable dignity and give room for all that does hurt in the arms of kindness. And the ways that we've hurt ourselves, similarly. How it came to be so. We were in a hurry. There was a miscommunication. Feeling small, defensive. Trying to get ground. Afraid of the goodness. Acknowledging what a human situation that we're all in together. And letting the pain of it, that pain itself, teach us towards freedom. That it hurts because something doesn't quite fit. But we don't have to pick up the words right and wrong. It just doesn't fit. It doesn't flow. It doesn't slip into alignment with the deeper human nature. And feeling what's possible from here towards understanding how it came to be that we hurt ourselves. Specifically, how we hurt ourselves, and in general, how we together keep hurting ourselves. No shame needed. Is there a wish for forgiveness of myself? Is there a wish? May the suffering be fruitful and not repetitive. May we find enough room in the arms of tenderness for how it hurts. And enough room in our lives for that freedom. And courage to flow more freely and widely. That it hurts is part of our knowing of what works and what doesn't, what fits and what doesn't. And let it be that that deep okayness, the deep integrity, the deep, untouchable dignity may be a support to welcome all the pain, finally. Not keeping it at bay, but welcoming the pain. So that that deep, untouchable dignity is not a disloyalty to the pain. The fact that deeply we are okay anyway. No matter what. As a freedom of movement. To move from the deep okayness, rather than being moved by the pain. A freedom from the deep okayness to welcome the aliveness in what hurts towards unraveling, towards opening to life. Call it forgiveness or trust or your own word. May it be so in our very lives today. Why not? from the deep okayness cradling everything. What we like and don't like in ourselves, in our lives. Cradling what's stuck and what is in flow. Feeling the dignity and preciousness of our lives, and feeling for what our wish actually is here in these lives. What do the bones call out for? Those crystalline, spiraling, living structures that form themselves. Our deepest knowing of what matters. Feeling that in the meat of us. In the spirit of us, in the breath. In all the cells. The texture of how we resound, being in touch with knowing what matters, even if it doesn't quite have a name. Feeling that deeper yes, deeper need that life has through us. Not what we think we're supposed to, but if we could, we would love that lightness. Vastness, what is it? In your language and experience, peace, home, loved, happiness, flow, flowering. What matters and how does it feel against the meat of you? The tissues, the texture in the tissues. Is it grounded and spreading out? Is it floating and spreading out? Is it gathering in? Or maybe both or all? Is it silky or is it like honey or like a cloud or a breeze or like all? Sometimes we can help ourselves investigate by remembering a time that we really felt alive or still, even for a half second, climbing that into all over our body. Streaming it in and around the whole body. That we could roll in it. And drink it in from everywhere. That we're allowed to. that no one's looking. And even if they were, so what? Because this is a matter of life and death. Streaming and absorbing, saturating, steeping. Is there a word or an image or something in the mind that can help stay with and resonate with that felt knowing of what matters, what's most important? Remembering that most important doesn't necessarily mean anything other than lightness. What resonates most? What moves you underneath the surface of the earth? And how does that life movement taste? Not giving up could be incredibly worthwhile to explore this for days and days. And even if we don't know, we don't have a word, finding a way to stay tuned or keep tuning back in. There's a tradition that uses a whole sentence, may I be free. Or may there be ease. So if that speaks to every cell, then that could be a way. If it's very hard to address your own lives, then you're not alone. You could imagine yourself as a child. Sometimes the wishing comes more easily. May you be well and free. Or someone you love and respect deeply, who loves and respects you deeply. Imagining that person right next to you, right here. Saying or sending. That texture to you. Or looking down as if from the top of the room at your warm smudge on the earth. Your goodwill and willingness. Your spark. Simplicity. Elegance. And whenever you wish, which could be now or tomorrow or next year, could start to expand into the room, overflowing. So not to cut ourselves off suddenly, but filling and overflowing. Sometimes the whole sentence is more words than you need, and it could just be a word or two or three. Ease. Freedom. The felt gravity and silkiness of dignity. As a texture, as a substance, a liquid, a breeze that we could fill and overflow with, a spring welling up. In us, that we would be moved by, and maybe a specific person just nearest you in the hall who also has eyelashes and knees is on the ground, is breathing, we know not how much longer, has lost and has been given so much, like you. May there be ease, joy, liberation. Gradually towards the whole room, if you wish. But knowing that you need to work with your own mind, and some minds like to feel that just the space of the room full of people, and some minds like to direct to one person at a time as a representative of all of us. And sometimes some minds feel just widely receiving, widely giving to it all, whether breathing or not, the cushions and the ground and the air and the walls included, as you wish. Feeling that agreement deep inside all of us with life, that this is what we really know is most important. What we most need. That felt substance. Traveling in and through and beyond the body. Beyond the buildings. the same texture, same words ringing out along the river and through the earth. So many creatures. All needing this in our deep eyes, recognizing this, agreement with life, yes. This matters most. Expanding as much as you like, or coming back closer to home, wherever there's more vivid connection for you just now. But if you wish, including the sea, the islands and all the life on it, in it, above it. Allowing the spring to well up and spread out, to offer itself. Not for any reason, not because we deserved it first. And letting that in touch with what matters and what we love most. Let it bring a smile to the chest that could spread out across as far as you wish, as deep as you wish, as high as you wish. Possibly, just briefly, the whole planet. Breathing all of us here together. Bodies made by themselves and unmaking themselves. Busy and at rest. Loving and smiling, grinning in the silkiness. Ungraspable and real. And just for some moments, expanding further and even beyond our imagination. All directions. Floating in it. Without center or edge. May all be at ease. May all live in joy. May there be liberation everywhere. May our practice and our lives be dedicated to the momentum of liberation everywhere.